You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with your local newscast. Wyoming is known for its expansive national parks, but in a recent report, the state ranked dead last out of 11 western states on new federally protected land. The report shows that while some Wyoming national parks have expanded in the last decade, the state hasn't conserved a single acre with new congressional designations. KHOL's Dante Filippola-Ankeny reports.
The Western Priorities Report ranks western states by the acreage of public lands protected. Lily Bach-Brownstein works at the center and helped to write the report. She says political gridlock in D.C. means conservation gridlock in the West.
The reason that conservation progress has stalled out in a lot of these states, including Wyoming, is largely that our Congress is dysfunctional.
Despite conservation being overwhelmingly popular for many voters in the West across political lines. According to a recent poll cited in the report, nearly 70% of Wyoming voters approve of creating new nationally protected areas for outdoor recreation. But Congress has rarely acted.
It's just wildly out of touch with what people want in the West.
According to the report, California, Utah, and Nevada have seen the most federally protected areas in the past decade, while Idaho and Oregon join Wyoming, seeing the least amount. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Filippola-Ankeny.
Carbon County officials have applied for funding to create an avalanche forecasting station in the Snowy and Sierra Madre mountain ranges. The area in southern Wyoming currently doesn't have any of this safety infrastructure, which provides snowpack analysis and slide data for winter sports enthusiasts. Sheriff Alex Bakken said at a commissioner's meeting that he asked for nearly $300,000 in state grants. This would pay for the forecasting staff and facilities for 3 years.
Not only to keep our search and rescue members safe, but also for our massive influx of out-of-state tourists that come to snowmobile in the Snowies and the Sierra Madres.
Bakken says he received support from federal officials, regional tourism boards, and local snowmobile clubs. The request comes after a Saratoga town councilman died in a backcountry avalanche in the Sierra Madres earlier this year. The Bighorn Mountains also don't have their own avalanche center. The Wind River Water and Buffalo Alliance is looking for a graphic artist to help design their logo. The coalition is based in Fort Washakie on the Wind River Reservation and is made up of tribal agencies, tribal councils, and nonprofits working to advance indigenous-centered conservation. The group was formed in 2022 and oversees projects that support food sovereignty, river and bison restoration, advocacy, and education. It works with elders, young people, leaders, and community members from both the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes. Indigenous artists are encouraged to submit a design for the logo. The deadline for submissions is May 15th, and the top three designs will be awarded with a cash prize. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.